If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
XY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
That's us. I'm going to talk about this because my buddy is out of town. He is hiding something from his spouse.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Not you ruining marriages single-handedly this morning on PXY Mornings.
No, this I think this should be okay.
Uh-oh.
So he has a finished basement, and sometimes he'll get away from his wife and kids down there, put on a movie, take a nap, what have you.
Love.
A few weeks ago, he went down there, turned on the TV because he was trying to set it on Netflix and he wanted to watch a movie, right?
Okay.
But the app, for whatever reason, was not loading. And he was tired and, according to him, cranky. So he threw the remote at the TV and shattered the screen. No one was home when this happened. And he knew his wife would be pissed. So he gets rid of the TV, runs to Best Buy, pays cash so there's no paper trail.
Oh my gosh.
And then, luckily, yes, the TV was on sale, but it's not the same TV. And his kids and wife typically use the TV, but they haven't noticed yet that it's brand new, and it's been a couple of weeks.
Interesting.
Now, when it comes to hiding things from your spouse, I get this is minor compared to the guys out there hiding, you know,
their secret family,
entire second families.
Yeah, for sure.
But still, has anyone ever done something similar to this? Like, what's something you hid from your spouse and did they ever find out? Now, you, for example, just moved in with your girlfriend, I'd say about 5-6 months ago, something like that,
mm-hmm.
if that. And you're very, very invested into decorating and getting rid of crap that you got to make room for the new.
For sure.
Have you thrown anything out or taken anything and donated it that she hasn't noticed yet? There's got to be something.
I don't remember. You know, I've definitely taken things and tried to put them in the dumpster, and I've been caught halfway through.
The dumpster at work or at
home? No, at home. Not Scott's Pisano. And she's like, what do you do? We can't throw that away. That's our roommates. That's my brother's. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, we're going to do it anyways.
There's 45 holes in it and 39 stains. So yeah. I just figured it was trash.
Sure.
You know, not really. I feel like I've gotten into these situations before, but I would do the same thing your friend has done. Just replace it right away. If it's something that like I broke or I messed up, I would feel like so much anxiety that I'd have to just replace it right away. Well, I mean, I guess the biggest example of this is when I used my girlfriend's gym membership.
That's right.
And then I got into that pickle.
Oh, that's right.
They made me take the photo. That was kind of...
It turned into a huge mess.
Yeah, it was horrid.
Hey, Moose, are we going to discuss your buddy's bad temper or not really?
No, literally, anger management would be so helpful to this man.
I'm not arguing that he has a little rage in him from time to time, especially when he's angry. But We've all been there, right?
Oh,
by the way, this reminds me. Quick story. You've been hangry. Shut up.
No, I've definitely been hangry. I don't know if I'm like destructing and like dismantling property because I like need a mozzarella stick, but like do what you gotta do.
No, listen, this reminds me. A few years back, my girlfriend's best friend, okay, meets a guy on Bumble. They started talking and it's casual. But of course, he's on his best behavior because it's right in the beginning.
Right.
They go on one date and she's like, oh my God, I love him. I'm like, okay, it's been one date. Calm down.
Relax.
So I said, let me see a pic. Total gym rat. The guy looked like the Hulk. Okay. So I said, you're into this? I said, whatever. Where's his neck? So he invited her over to his house and they're sitting there and she's asking him hundreds of questions because she likes to talk.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, for whatever reason, was not having it. He flipped the coffee table over. He just went into this rage. She leaves immediately. He wrote her the next morning and said, "I'm sorry if I scared you. I was angry."
Oh my God.
I'm like, did you call the police?
Your emotions are dysregulated, clearly.
I'm like, well.
Flipping a coffee. Did the glass shatter or was it like a wooden table?
I don't know. I mean, if there was a glass, that's a problem.
Drama.
I said, I'm assuming it was from the steroids. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, he's definitely roided out.
Let's go over to Carl. Hey guys, my gramps bought my grandma a new car. Didn't tell her. Took her out to the driveway to see if she noticed. And she said, "Oh, Kenny, you got me new tires." In my grandma's defense, she was on the decline and probably shouldn't have been driving. Probably not. Yeah, probably shouldn't have been driving. Hey guys, I had a friend photoshopped out of a wedding photo because my wife hates her. Never told her.
Oh,
she would probably appreciate that.
Yeah, no, that's like you're doing her a favor at that point. But unless like he lied and said she wasn't going to be there, that could also be.
I also broke a wine glass from our wedding set and replaced it with a similar one from Home Goods. Close enough. Still waiting to get caught. Now that's
like, so I went to Goodwill and I just got to use one.
You can find a lot of good vintage stuff in brand new at Goodwill.
Yeah, I love Goodwill. I really do. It's I think that some things are left unspoken. Obviously, hiding things from your partner is never like the answer, but a little white lie here and there.
We did it as kids. Yeah. I broke this little, I don't remember what it was, but it was a ceramic, I think, elephant that my mom had in the living room. And that's where we would always play. And I shattered this thing. Before she got home from work, what do you think we did? Took the super glue, tried to piece it back together. And we were so nervous. A couple days go by. My mom brings it into the kitchen and goes, "What is this?" I was like, "Oh, Christopher did it. It wasn't me." And she goes, "Thank God. This thing was hideous. It was a gift. I didn't want it."
Like, "Never mind. I did it.
It's like, oh, thank God.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
No, one of us is not getting married. It's PXY mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Could you imagine if you just came out and you're like, "Guys, I'm engaged." Yeah. Like, wait, what?
Yeah, I proposed. Yeah. I did it already.
God.
You guys are going to love him. His name's Pete.
Like, I did meet him that one time at Doctor's Inn. We're in the thick of wedding season.
We've talked about this too. This is a total game changer because there are some brides that turn into total bridezillas because it's the people that they're surrounded with that bring it out of them.
I know. It's crazy. And with wedding season being, like I said, in the thick of it, engagement season is happening right now too. I see so many people on my Instagram getting engaged. I'm like, pop all the way off. We got a message from our girl Brittany, and she's opinionated, and she has something to say to all the 2025, well, I guess it's a little late for 2025, 2026, 2027 brides.
Okay, all right.
When it comes to planning your wedding.
Let it rip.
She said, I wanted to share a little note where all my 2025, 2026 brides, I know you guys do a ton of wedding content on your show, and I wanted to put my two cents in. I got married 3 years ago in 2022, and I had 8 bridesmaids. I'm not going to lie, I fell victim to the guilt and the pressure of having my day be aesthetically pleasing with all the Pinterest boards, and I must say, it truly is my biggest regret. I am so anti-bridesmaids because I only talk to and am still friends with like 2 of the girls that were standing beside me on my wedding day on the most important and special day of my life. And it hurts my heart to look back on my wedding photos only to see these strangers standing next to me. Hmm. My piece of advice, you ask, ditch the bridesmaids and save yourself the heartache and quite honestly, the headache. It's not worth it. And I know we're in the thick of wedding season and engagement season, so it's just something I want all of my brides and girlies to think about while planning their wedding. Your bridesmaids are important. If anything, they're the least important part of your wedding.
Wow, hot take. This is so interesting because a couple of weekends ago, the whole family was at my parents' house, mm-hmm. and on the wall is all the wedding photos from my brother's weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at them, and I looked over my brother. And there's a picture of all the groomsmen standing up with him. I'm like, aside from me and your older brother,
yeah.
Who else do you talk to?
Right.
Do you talk to any of these guys in the photo? Not really. I'm like, that's sad. They were part of the biggest day of your life.
I know.
And now you don't even talk to them.
I know. And I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm with Brittany. I am with Brittany through and through. And I have talked to so many of my close friends that have gotten married, you know, earlier in life, early to mid 20s or recently. And like, life is ever changing. And that's okay. Like, we've talked about it all the time. People come in and out of your life. But to like have them as like a stamp and a reminder on your most special and important day, I don't know. It kind of gives me a little bit of a weird feeling about it.
Times have changed because our parents, anyone that stood up in their wedding with them, they're still best friends with them.
Not with my mom.
Really?
No.
Mm-mm. She doesn't talk to the girl.
Because I like obviously went through like a ton of her wedding photos when I was planning her 60th, and I was like, who are these people? She's like, oh, yeah.
It's in the past.
I know.
But I feel like it's even more so now with our generation.
Yeah.
Because people are so quick to flip the script on their friends and be like, yeah, you know, you lose touch and some people just don't bother to get back in touch. So it's like, well, if you're not going to reach out, I'm not going to either. Peace out.
Right. That's why, like, I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of people that look back on that day and that's a big regret of theirs because they aren't going to. And listen,
you don't
keep in touch with everyone. Life gets busy 100%. But if you're genuinely like not friends with that person and you don't talk to them anymore, they're like.
But it's not even about that. The reason why you shouldn't have bridesmaids to begin with is because it's going to cause a ton of chaos. You have too many friends. And the minute you say, I'm sorry you didn't make the cut, that's it.
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a whole nother story in itself.
Yeah, I mean, this we know.
For sure. But I just think, for the memory aspect of it and making sure that the wedding is the wedding that you want, right? And you're not falling to societal pressures of a Pinterest board or what you should be doing or how many people you should have. Or I see this all the time too. Like, people getting married are like, well, he had like 10 groomsmen, so I had to like add.
My cousin, 12 on her side, 12 on the groom side. 24 people.
Nightmare.
And we all have to sit there waiting to eat so they can come out and do a stupid dance. Can we get this over with?
Nightmare.
Yeah, Brittany, you make a good point. I'm not going
to
lie.
She does. She does. And, you know, for all of our brides, it's not too late to just put the kibbutz to it. I mean, really think about it. Because at the end of the day, your wedding is about you and your partner. Like, it's not really about your bridesmaids. It's not about your groomsmen. It's not about any of the guests there, if I'm being honest. Like, it's about you guys, so make sure you're making the right choice for you and just take what she says with a grain of salt.
Amen. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
PXY is free.
And always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze, Julie from Fairport just got really vulnerable with us this morning. And, you know, I'm not going to try and take sides on this one, but shame on her mother-in-law.
Uh-oh.
It's really sad.
What's happening with her mother-in-law?
Julie writes, guys, would you be so kind to air a message for me? I've been married to my husband for a year now. And the issue is that my mother-in-law is still hanging out with his ex, like they're besties. They do girl lunches, shopping trips, happy hours. And it's gotten so bad that sometimes I find out after the fact that the ex was there. And I've talked to my husband about it more than once. And all he says is, they're just friends. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry that pretty face off.
Don't you worry about it.
I'm not trying to spill all my dirty laundry on the radio, but his mom doesn't even know the real reason they broke up. His ex cheated on him. My husband never told her. And because of that, I'm pretty sure his mom, low-key, thinks I'm the homewrecker who came in and broke them up. And I've tried to play it cool, but I'm starting to feel completely disrespected. And I feel like a side character in my own marriage. I am so close to telling his mom everything just to make it stop. But my husband is adamantly against that.
Yeah.
Anyone know how I would get my mother-in-law to cut the cord with this ex without getting full psycho and blowing up the secret my husband is too embarrassed to admit for whatever reason.
It's also just so weird that he's not saying anything.
Either way. You know he's embarrassed, but right. It's your mom.
Right.
What are your suggestions on this? I 100% don't understand why the husband is keeping this a secret from his mom. Why does she not know that the reason her son and ex are no longer together is because his past girlfriend cheated on him?
Also, it's crazy because, like, I don't know the timeline of what's happening, but I don't even know if she were to reveal it now, if it would matter, since they are so deep in their relationship.
They're invested.
You know what I mean?
If a woman cheated on me,
I should say,
or if a woman cheated on you, I'm telling you right now, if my mom was casually doing girl lunches and spa treatments, I would raise some hell. You're telling me your husband is just chill about this? Like, baby, they're friends.
But guys are, like, also, like, super weird.
Guys, you know, just don't just want, like, any don't drama in their life. That's why. Anything. So they're like, hey, just keep your head down and shut up about it.
Right.
So that's what it comes down to. Let me get to some phone calls. PXY, hello.
You guys are, this is crazy. You guys are so freaking insecure. You know, are you just kidding me right now?
Oh, hi, Teresa.
Good morning.
Listen. You know, so what if a mother-in-law likes the ex? Really? You know, how is
come
that
on.
A crime?
You see nothing wrong with that. You're causing a wedge in between the relationship.
Come on. Listen, let me tell you something. I got three daughters, okay?
We know.
You know,
my
youngest daughter's going through a divorce for obvious reasons, okay? I can't talk about it.
Legally, yeah.
But and the guy's a total deadbeat, okay? He's dead to me, all right? However, sure. Let me tell you something. My oldest daughter is dating a guy who I freaking love.
Okay.
I love this guy, okay?
She is dating him?
Well, she was dating him. She was dating. Listen, I tell her every day how stupid she is for leaving. You know, and two of us still talk all the time on Facebook. He's such a gentleman. He's such a great guy.
Teresa, Teresa.
Let me tell you something.
No, Teresa. Listen. Mind your own business.
No,
okay.
Listen, you guys should learn something from this guy, okay?
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah. For sure. If this girl, Julie, is threatened, you know, maybe she's not that secure in her marriage, right?
Oh.
Okay? Don't punish the mother-in-law for having friends.
You are out of your mind. Teresa, how do you see nothing wrong with this?
That's right. Listen, these kids today are clueless, okay? So basically, this woman's mother-in-law found people she can hang with, you know, and connect with during her retirement. And she's jealous over that?
It's just first of all, you finding friends and friendship in your son or daughter's ex-lover is weird. Like, bringing them around, talking about them.
Come on, what is the big
deal? It is a big deal.
Julie's chick is worried about, she's worried about a couple happy hours. Oh, my God. Don't make me laugh. This is crazy.
Teresa, put yourself in her shoes. What if your husband's ex was constantly coming around hanging out with your mother-in-law? You would have no problem with that? You would feel a certain way about
it. More power to him. More power to him.
You are in such denial right now.
And you're also in the minority.
Listen, it sounds like Julie's got some insecurity issues, okay?
Right,
you know, my oldest daughter's ex is beautiful. If that person is a great person, there's nothing wrong with it.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
All the time at Wedge Windsor at his job. The guy is freaking beautiful. You
time
guys
out. Teresa,
don't get it.
What do you mean you run into him all the time at his job?
You know, don't even worry about it. The guy is freaking beautiful.
Not you stalking him and wanting to date him.
Oh, my God,
oh,
Teresa.
Please. You two need to just stop enabling people on the radio. You're ridiculous. You know,
enabling?
Oh, I love you, Teresa.
Wow.
I got to let you go. First of all, I don't even know. You're retired. Thanks for being up early and listening to the show. But, my God, it's early.
Always up early.
Always have something
Listen,
to say.
Listen, I got to go have my coffee, okay?
Oh, yeah. You haven't done that already.
Too much for me.
Bye, Teresa.
Let me go have that.
Okay, this is too much. You guys.
She is out of her mind.
First of all, Julie, listen. If you are listening to this right now, do not listen to Teresa. I beg of you.
No.
Tell your mother-in-law and tell your husband to snap out of it, because this is weird.
It's weird. It's very weird.
Who's here? Hey, guys, I'm sorry. This is insane. Julie's husband has no spine. He's spineless. He's spineless for letting his mom keep hanging out with this woman. And if he's not going to speak up, then yeah, she has every right to.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll leave it with Lindsay. Lindsay said, Teresa needs medication. There, I said it.
The scary part is she's on it.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3, right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.